it's another side that like wants to take more, it wants to go that one more round, because like going that one more round when you don't think you can, that's what makes all the difference in your life. You know what I mean?
Good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever it is for you while you're listening to this. Welcome to another episode of One More Round, the Rocky Series podcast. I am your host, and with me, of course, today is Katie and Kyle. We'll start with you, Katie. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's, the end of April. I know this is supposed to be evergreen, but it's the end of April here, and it snowed the last 2 days. It's gone already pretty much here because it's so sunny in Denver all the time. So it's good.
Oh, Yeah. It is supposed to be evergreen. I'm going to edit that out. No, I'm just joking. I'm not that bad. It's just funny. If you go look, let's see like the early days of One More Round, or sorry, of Going the Distance podcast I did with Ruben. We were not evergreen. Like we talk about Trump and stuff. So it was like,
hey, same story now. You know,
what are you guys talking about? What is evergreen?
It just means you can listen to an episode. So we're talking about a Rocky film. So in theory, if you hear our review of the film right now, it shouldn't matter if you hear that same review 5 years from now. We're not talking politics. We're not talking about the Super Bowl. We're not talking about anything that you could say, oh, that was talked about in March.
Times and dates and current events and stuff.
That's all. So it's not a big deal. It allows people to listen to podcasts and binge them without having like, oh, they're talking about Trump 2016.
Man, see, these are the pros, guys. These guys know stuff. I'm just a drunk. I don't know stuff like that.
Yeah, we're nobody. We're bums. Kyle, how you doing, though? Kyle, we got to get to you. How you doing?
I am doing pretty good. Can't complain. Not a ton new going on. Just living my life.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. Yes, this is the only clean shirt that was left for me that was a t-shirt. And it was a shirt I got from work. I'll actually show you what it says. It says...
Oh, I love that. What a great shirt. I like it even more now.
Do you guys have pink shirt day down there?
Is it for... No.
Like an anti-bullying thing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe they do at school. I don't have kids, so I don't know.
And they got bullied for wearing a pink shirt.
Right.
And then they started this thing where everyone wears a pink shirt. So, like, everyone in my office got this pink shirt.
I would like to point out, I love it when men wear pink. Love it.
Well, I'll work on that. I'll do better. I'm too afraid to wear a pink shirt because I don't like to be teased. Yes, so that's a great shirt, Kyle, that you wear there. It says, for those who didn't hear, it says, kindness starts here. And that's a big heart on the Kyle shirt. It's true. I love it. As my mom would always say growing up to us boys, she had four sons. She'd always say, show love, be kind. Anytime she heard us fighting or bickering, that was her thing. Show love and be kind. Aww. So I agree. I love it. Yeah. She never said stop fighting. It was always show love, be kind.
Ryan, okay. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good. Everything's going well. Things are going good. We'll talk offline after this recording. Remind me, but there might be some changes to the schedule coming up, but I'll let you guys know about that. But that might affect the show a little bit, but we'll make it official when I know officially what's going on, but it's soon that I'm going to get into this news. That's why I bring it up now. I'd like to welcome everyone who's joined us live on Twitter right now. We're live recording and on Instagram. So you've seen the live unedited version of the podcast. Of course, I'll edit accordingly for the actual audio feed in a week. But Katie, let's get to the one email. We got one email. What do we got?
This is from Michael of the Screen Nerds podcast. Hi, Ryan, Katie, and Kyle. Here are some thoughts from episode 5 for you. The venue for the fight between Apollo and Drago was set at what was then known as the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino. It's now known as the Horseshoe Las Vegas. The hotel also hosted the 1982 film Looking to Get Out, which also starred Burt Young and featured Angelina Jolie in her first ever acting role.
Wow.
As a shooting location, the Ziegfeld Theater, where the fight takes place, has a capacity of 800 people. In the scene with the big entrance by Apollo with James Brown singing, a lot of the set design and dancers used were from the show Jubilee.
This is key. I found this fascinating because we talked about the set piece.
I'm unfamiliar with that show, but it was running in the Ziegfeld Theater at the time. The bull prominently shown during Apollo's entrance was actually part of the Jubilee show.
So that might speak to why they changed the nickname to the Siberian Bull. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where Sly named it the Siberian, named Drago the Siberian Express, that was shot, that was filmed, that was in the dialogue. And maybe when they got the filming locations at the theater in Vegas, they had this big, like they kind of incorporated, hey, look, we got this big showpiece play going on right now. Let's use this for the movie. And they had the bull. So let's put Paul in front of the bull. He danced it. So let's change it to the Siberian Bull for the sake that we... So in the movie, we're thinking, and that's what we thought all this time, that the moviegoers made this set piece for the film. But I find this... I've never known this in the 35 years this film's been out, whatever it is, 40 years. I never knew that this was already stuff in play at the theater that they borrowed for the film. This is amazing. I think this is actually an amazing piece of trivia.
I do too. And it's like my ignorant ass has been making fun of it the whole time, but was a reason for it, to your point. Yeah, this is great. So the bowl was 27 feet tall.
Wow.
It would collapse down to 13 feet and weighed 3 tons. Making it the heaviest piece of scenery for that show. I also think the skull on a pole that Polly grabs is part of the props for the Jubilee show.
That makes sense.
I always wondered. Yeah, I'm like, what does this have to do with anything? And it totally makes sense.
They literally just shot this Rocky IV film. They piggybacked on a theater production that was already there.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
That's smart filmmaking.
Yeah, it is smart. Michael goes on to say, first of all, thank you for that, Michael. See, he's like... factual in his podcasting, apparently. The good thing we have Kyle. He's straight.
Yeah, we got Kyle with the facts of boxing to keep us straight. Then we have our emailers who know more about the film than we do. Yeah, we podcast about it somehow. Okay.
Okay, so he says, regarding the looks between Adrian and Rocky, I always interpreted Adrian's expression as, seriously, what is this? Did you know about this? And Rocky's look as, I didn't know. Because it's so over the top. I thought that applied to both the theatrical and director's cut. Also, shout out to the godfather of soul, James Brown. This song and scene are so iconic. It's very hard not to break out singing along and bobbing your head to the beat with Living in America. I agree. And James Brown was sort of like before our time or my time, at least.
Oh, yeah,
I love his really old stuff. Like Try Me is one of the best songs ever recorded, in my opinion.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a drug.
He finishes with, love the chemistry and banter from all three of you. You're what makes the show great. Keep up the excellent work, Michael. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, it's a very kind email. Thank you for the kind words and for the great trivia again. Well, he is a nerd. That's why he has a podcast called The Screen Nerd. So that's his job as a nerd. So I bet you he's wearing a pink shirt right now. Okay, you guys ready for the trivia? You remember last week's trivia was like deadly easy, especially because I gave you the answer regarding.
Oh, don't tell me this week's really hard.
This one's hard. Oh, at least great. I think it is. Of course, I'm not very good at this game. We know Katie's going to win all six.
No, don't say that.
But here we go. This one's a little bit harder. The first question, not so much. What type of shirt? I think he means brand. What type of shirt is Rocky wearing when he is in Apollo's corner?
Does he mean color too?
Well, you can do all three if you want, but I think he does say type. For example, like you could say, is it a turtleneck sweater? Well, no, but you know what I mean? But I think he's saying brand is what he meant. Okay. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't looked at the answer, so I'll say it. I don't know. Now, this one's tricky, and I think Kyle will get this one. We talked about this, but I don't remember what we said exactly. What is Rocky's license plate?
Ooh.
I know what it's supposed to say, but how is it spelled?
Spelled. The letters on it. I totally know.
The letter. Okay. I think I do. Oh, geez. I can't handle this. Because I remember we talked about it without giving away too many hints. We talked how he could have used the same amount of letters, but done it differently. The way he did it didn't quite make... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's mentally regular.
He is mentally regular. This was kind of tricky, too. I'm not going to lie. True or false? Paulie's birthday banner at Rocky's house says, happy birthday, Paulie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. This one's not too bad, but still, this is a great question. Who is the first to come out of the airplane when it lands in Russia? Who's the first person to step out of the plane?
Ooh. Damn.
It's 50-50 for me. I'm really not sure. I'm putting a question mark beside the name to show how confident I am.
And this now we're jumping to the end of the film. How many Dragos does Rocky see during his fight with Drago?
That's a philosophical question, really.
Yeah. Okay, so this was tough. I might get 2 out of 5, maybe 3 out of 5.
I think these are hard too. You have to have a pretty good memory.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, folks. Again, if you're just joining us for the first time, you're watching us live for the first time, what we're doing, it wasn't my intent to do this for this season of the Rocky film, but since we have a director's cut, thanks, Sly, since we have this director's cut that he worked on laboriously and he delivered to all the fans, we're kind of where applicable showing you the original cut or how it's different from the director's cut to a certain degree. So for today, because we're going over the exhibition fight between Apollo and Drago, we're going to do the before and the after of the fight with the directors in the original, because it's not very much to show between, not like time wise because it can't take forever, but the fight itself would take forever for us to analyze beat for beat, punch for punch. So what we're doing today is we all know what happens in the original exhibition fight. We've seen it 100 times. Basically, we know that Apollo gets his ass handed to him very handedly throughout that fight. He puts up very little fight. Drago just sits there and waits for that one hand to cock and hit Apollo with, and that's about it, and he gets murdered in the ring. There are some differences regarding some other things that we'll talk about when we watch the director's cut, but I think we know the original enough that we don't have to verify it with the original cut. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I actually just watched that scene right before this to try and remember differences.
I don't want to spoil anything for Kyle, but like the towel throw, for example, is a big one. Mm-hmm. That's a big change. So we're going to get that. So first we're going to show the original cut. So now James Brown has danced. The guys rung the bell. We're starting there. The bell has been rung to kind of start the fight, start the announcement. So here is the original cut of that happening.
Good evening, everyone. Along with Warner Wolf, I'm Stu Nahan, and we welcome you to a most unusual event. For the first time ever, West against East in professional sports.
Now, that's not true right away. Why would they say that? Didn't they have hockey matches and stuff?
Americans don't know about hockey.
Professional sports wasn't the... Right? In professional sports?
Well, no, but you could argue is... I guess that might be the only moniker, but that doesn't make sense too. They're hockey, they did basketball. You could argue Olympics itself is a professional. Are they talking?
It's not. The Olympics technically is not professional.
Okay, but hockey has to be.
Do they play Russians in hockey?
They did. NHL teams played Russians. Oh, remember that back in the day, Kyle?
No.
Yeah, they used to have the Soviet team would come over every once in a while, and they'd play like 5 or 6 games against like the top NHL teams, and they go around Canada and the US. So there's one where they go to Philly. The Philadelphia Flyers, especially in the 70s, were known for their physical play, to say the least. They were referred to as the Broad Street Bullies. The Soviet team, like the European style hockey, is a lot less physical than like Canadian or American hockey. They're more like finesse and speed and all that stuff. And Philly, these guys were just violent towards the Soviet team. They really broke them down physically. And the Soviet team refused to come on the ice in the third period because the Philly team was that brutal. And then they threatened to say, hey, look, because the Soviet team would get paid a lot of money to do these games. And the Soviet Union, like foreign currency, they said, hey, if you don't come out and finish this third period, you're not getting paid for any of these games. And so they were forced to come out. I suggest you watch it on YouTube, anyone listening.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's good. It's thanks, Kyle. But I suspect, yes, what you're saying here is outside the Olympics, we have a pro fighter fighting essentially an amateur from a different country who is not part of the pro. There's probably not a national. Sorry. In Russia at this time, I don't think there was the way there was in America with the Muhammad Ali and that league of boxing. There wasn't that equivalent in Russia other than through the kind of non-professional sport, Olympic sport athletes. Mm-hmm. Maybe. So that's probably what it means. But anyways, I'm nitpicking a little bit, but I'm sure there's other examples, even if it was just golf or who knows what, baseball. I can't imagine there was never a Japanese team that played an American team in baseball in an exhibition match or whatever. True. But yeah.
Thanks for getting me here, Stallion. I owe you one, okay?
Oh, no. We're even.
God, I feel born again.
Okay, so that part right there, we'll find out when we watch the director's cut, but that whole part there was cut out, that whole dialogue between the two of them.
That sucks. I love that. I love he's like, well, we're even, because the last favor involved them getting into a physical fight.
I wonder if the Sly took out the born again statement because it was too on the nose that I'm born again, .. I'm going to die very shortly. Do you think it's too on the nose of a foreshadow? Is that why he took it out, maybe?
That theory tracks, yeah.
Or he took it out for a reason. So I don't know what it would be. That would be my guess. It's too on the nose.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I would like to announce the presence of a true fighting champion that defines the word courage.
Okay, so they're about to introduced Rocky. Again, this part was taken out of the director's cut. They didn't do the whole Rocky intro.
That's right.
Yeah. This part has always bugged me long before the director's cut was ever released. As you'll see, Rocky or Sly does the duck face kisses. It's a little bit, I don't know how to word it. It's like, look how hot I am. Look, is Rocky doing this or is Sly doing this? This is very Sly. That's what I mean. This is very Sly, not Rocky.
He's very handsome.
I understand. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why I was taking it. I think even Sly was realizing, like, I don't know if that's the Rocky
character. It's too vain. Yeah.
Or if that's the Sly, 40-year-old Sly character or person doing it.
I must comment on the announcer, a.k.a. Leroy Neiman. Look at this look. The handlebar mustache and his white tuxedo with a red bow tie, but it's like a 70s era tuxedo with the bell bottoms and everything. Like it's 1985, not 1977, you know?
This guy gets up and it makes a conscious decision every morning to shave his face into that style.
Yeah, it's wild.
Clearly he mentally is not all there.
Mm-hmm. But he's a great painter.
And there's Paulie holding that big prop there. There it is. Mm-hmm. See it on the right there?
Huge. Yeah. I'd be pissed off if I'm in the audience because it would be obstructing my view if I'm there at a certain angle.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, put that fucking skull down. Like, it has no reason to be here.
Here we go. Here comes Duck Face.
The Italian Stallion, Rocky Balboa.
Excuse me, would you? Oh, certainly.
There's Adrian. She is just hot for Sly or Rocky, whatever you want to say. She looks gorgeous here, by the way.
She really does.
Yeah. And maybe that's the smile that my brain went to all this time. I don't know. There's the smile. She's happy for Rocky. Now, I've always found this scene here very, very unassuming. When you stop on this stage, doesn't it look much smaller and almost like a school gym / a school play setup of a ring? It doesn't even look like the official ring they fought in. It looks oddly low and small. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it looks kind of rinky dink, actually.
Yeah.
I love that phrase so much. Rinky dink. And it is different because that is not a stage that came up from like a lower level, right?
That's right. That was not lifted underground.
Yeah.
So it's odd. It does seem odd. This looks like a small little ring. And it's funny because there's no crowd behind it. It's like a theater. Indeed, it's a crowd on one side looking down. There's no crowd to the left or right or behind.
Yeah, and it's very low, like you said, low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The corner people, I'd feel weird because usually the corner people, the ring is up to their chest. You have to climb up there. And here you're just kind of like your head goes to the top rope. Bizarre.
Yeah. It does look weird. It does seem lower for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's special event features two great athletes. In the blue corner, weighing 221 pounds, a former heavyweight champion of the world.
Now, when he goes into the nicknames, this part always bugs me. But when Rocky says, if you got enough names or whatever, and then Paul says, Participation Stallion, the announcer, Leroy, he's still talking, and I could never catch the name that we miss.
Okay, well, let's try and listen carefully. Maybe we can get it.
I think it's just a mumble, ADR, because you'll see what's written from the captions. The captions catch it all, but he interrupts.
Yeah.
Sly and, I keep saying Sly, sorry, because he's so sly in this film. Rocky and Apollo, they keep talking over for a brief second, but we miss at least one, if not two names are said by the announcer that we as a moviegoer don't hear. Let's see if you
I remember as a kid being frustrated by that
because
I wanted to hear.
The captions don't translate it.
Bothers me is that you don't hear hardly any of these names in any of his previous fights. He just called the Master of Disaster. That's all he's called in the previous one. Like, there isn't the King of Sting or Count of Monte Fisto. When was he called that? Like, maybe way before he fought Rocky?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's lovely because Sly is very good at names, coming up with character names. I feel like he had a list of them. And so this is his opportunity to be like, I want to put all of my awesome names in here.
Fun fact, Muhammad Ali wishes that he would have thought of Master of Disaster.
The Count of Monte Fisto is pretty awesome, too.
The Dancing Destroyer, the King of Sting, the Count of Monte Fisto.
Yo, you think you got enough names?
Patience, Dad. Almost done.
It sounded like Lust of Boxing, which I don't think is a very good name. I'm not saying that's what it was, but that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then okay. the one after that, I couldn't make out.
The one, maybe he'll still say it, but the Prince of Punch is one of them.
Okay, he might have said that. To me, this sounds like they literally just, well, obviously, they turned down his talking so we could hear their talking. But it almost just sounds like, like nothing, like it's nothing sauce. But all right.
Nothing
sauce. Master of Disaster, the one and only Apollo Creed.
A crowd anticipating a great fight now as Apollo is in the ring. He's playing to the crowd.
And of course, you're going to see the film flub here where you're going to see Apollo going, I want you. And you'll see very quickly, half a second, his hand has no glove on it. And it wasn't fixed for the director's cut. Sly said he tried to fix it, but you can't fix it.
I also have a question about Drago's weight.
261?
Does that seem like that's what he would weigh? It is a lot. But
I don't think he's actually 261.
Okay. He's very tall.
Sly commented on Dolph that he looks a lot bigger than he really is.
Mm.
That was one of his things. How tall is Dolph Lundgren?
I think he's like 6'6 here.
Oh.
I could look it up.
I'm just going to look it up quickly. He's 6'5. That's actually a pretty common height for heavyweights now. Heavyweights have gotten taller in the past. He's probably around 240, 230, 240. I doubt he's 260.
Well, it's the old, like, just like Thunderlips was, you know, 300 pounds or whatever. Was same idea.
Yeah, he was like 400 pounds. But yeah, I was just curious if they upped the weight on purpose to make him seem bigger.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. I could see Carl Weathers being 220 here. That's what we're
right. This is the biggest he's ever been. It was this film. Like, mass-wise, the biggest Carl's ever been was this film. Yep.
61 pounds, gold medalist and undefeated world amateur champion from the Soviet Union.
Look at the vitriol booing. I hate booing in sports. I'm weird that way. When I watch hockey, this is the sport I watch the most. Even when my favorite team's on the ice, and sometimes my home base or the home fans will boo certain players or certain things, I don't like it. I don't like booing. I don't know why. I find it off-putting. It's just me. I hate it. Just anyway.
Yeah, it's really classless.
Yeah, I think they're trying to just play up this.
Of course.
Americans hate the Russians.
Of course.
You know, East versus West, the Red Scare, all of that. But to your point, Ryan, I go to my nephew's sporting events, like high school.
Okay.
I am embarrassed for the human race because the parents
are like, legendary.
God.
Parents are the worst. I hate parents.
Yeah. I'm like, grow up. This is like a kid's game.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. I agree.
I want you.
There was the hand.
Come to the center of the ring for the instructions from referee Lou Filippo.
All right, so Lou's got stuff to say here, Kyle. He's going to tell you how to have a proper fight here. Now, also watch Apollo will hit Drago's hands, and his hands don't come down. Watch for the director's cut. What happens there, Kyle?
Is this the director's cut?
This is the original.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, this looks exactly like the original.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. Everything I've said so far, everything we've talked about and said so far is still the original.
Okay, good.
I dig Drago's like non-robe. It's like the super sweet jacket, propped jacket.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I love it. It looks great.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great.
Watch your low blows, kidney punches, rabbit punches. In case of a knockdown, you go to the corner I tell you to, and you stay there until I tell you to come out. Shake hands, let's have a good fight.
All right, it's time to go to school, son. Come on, get your hands up, man. You need an interpreter? It's time to go to school.
You will lose.
He's being all playful, playing it up still. Meanwhile, Rocky and Tony are pretty serious. And then this is where he's like, oh, shit, what'd I get myself into?
You see what some in the crowd yelled out, and it was actually in the captions. Why didn't you land on top of his head? I don't get that.
What? I missed that.
Yeah, somebody yelled in the crowd. And it's actually in the director's cut as well, the same captions. You can hear it. Somebody yelled in the crowd, why don't you land on top of his head? I don't understand what that means. I guess that means saying that to Apollo, to land on top of Drago's head, because he's so tall maybe, but I don't know what that means for Apollo to do.
People are idiots, so we'll go with that.
Okay.
People are idiots.
All right.
The bad blood between these two can be felt all over this
room. I can't get over the size of this Russian.
Three. Now ready for the shoulder.
Did you forget something?
Come on. Okay, that part's cut out, by the way. Excuse me, did you forget something? The show's Rocky put the mouth guard and we'll watch it, but just keep that in mind.
And Apollo seems to be in great spirits tonight. He's really putting on a show for this capacity crowd.
Be back in a minute, all right?
Well, 3 minutes at least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything you want to say before we go to the directors? We'll see. It's a little bit different here.
Actually, you guys talk. I need to go run away quick to the bathroom. I'm sorry.
But literally, this is for Kyle to wash because he has to see the director's cut. But we can keep going. We'll keep going. We'll just tell him what he missed, if anything.
I'm curious to see in the director's cut how they, because I remember you mentioning they don't show Boss. I'm curious
they
to
do,
see how
they do. Actually, it's funny. There is a scene where I paused it when I watched it where it shows Sly side of the ring wearing a Boss, but they do a lot to cover it out or not really show it. But good call.
Good evening, everyone. Along with Warner Wolf, I'm Stu Nahan, and we welcome you to a most unusual event. For the first time ever, West against East in professional sports.
God, I feel born again.
Oh, they forgot. They did keep that line in. Okay.
Okay.
That's in both. My apologies. Mm-hmm. But there was something taken out there, though. Oh, after this, you owe me a favor, or we're even.
That part,
was taken
okay.
out. Okay, so that was taken out. God, I feel born again. Okay, that's still there. Fair enough.
Tonight's special event features two great athletes.
See? Cut out the whole Rocky introduction. Not even there.
Maybe it'll be to come. Does he still do all the names?
Yep. Low corner, weighing 221 pounds, a former heavyweight champion of the world, the Dancing Destroyer, the King of Sting, the Count of Monte Cristo.
Think you got enough names? Patience, guy. Almost done.
Apollo Creed.
Okay, so Kyle, in both cuts, they said, Paul does mention, I feel born again. So he did say that. That was the only line, though. There was no talk of, you know, we're even or anything like that. It was just that one line, I feel born again. And then there was no Rocky introduction either. You also tell the film quality difference. It's a little higher with the...
It is. Yeah. Good call, Ryan.
The crowd anticipating a great fight now as Apollo is in the ring. He's playing to the crowd.
This shows him smoking. He wasn't smoking in the original cut on this scene. They're just looking at each other. No, they were just looking at each other.
Oh, it's later, the smoking scene when he actually really liked that scene. I find it sexy.
Yeah, we're not going to see in the original cut because we're not going to show that part. But yes, that I don't think that happens in the director's cut.
It's weird seeing people smoke now. I know people still smoke. See, it's a lot more rare. I'm rarely around anybody who smokes.
It is. When I see movies like, or Mad Men, or like things from the past, Goodfellas, like movies where there's a lot of smoking, I kind of love it. It sort of makes me want to smoke. I don't know. I love old-timey stuff. So
yeah.
Anyone else make you want a cigarette when you're watching these old movies? Anybody?
No, but I get what you're saying. You know, you watch the old movies. There's something, it does look cool, but it's a terrible habit.
Well, of course. Yeah. I'm not condoning.
Rocky smoked. Remember, he smokes in part one and five. Uh-huh. He smoked. So yeah. Come on, Katie. Nobody likes garbage. Okay.
Weighing an even 261 pounds, gold medalist and undefeated.
So as you can see, they took all that banter out between Rocky and Apollo. All that was taken out, all the silliness, the banter.
World amateur champion from the Soviet Union, the Siberian Bull.
The booing's here just as much, though.
Drago.
That old lady there is new, though. She's new. I don't know why.
I feel like they're lingering on his face.
It seems like his feelings are hurt, but
it's bothersome.
Yeah, it seems like he's disturbed by it a little bit.
I think you're right.
He's not as robotic and cold as he was in the original.
Exactly, and that's shown throughout this whole director's cut. That is the biggest takeaway from this director's cut, which really fits into Creed Part 2, essentially. If you were to watch this director's cut, then watch Creed Part 2, the character of Drago is more in line than if you watch the original cut to Creed Part 2.
100%.
Yeah, I like seeing a more human side of Drago. I don't like the machine type persona that he has in the original cut.
I like this still you have it on.
You want to kiss him, Katie?
I do. Yeah. He's got great lips. He's just like perfect in every way.
He's almost like effeminate in a weird way, but handsome at the same time. It's very like
pretty handsome.
He could be a drag queen right here. Put a little lipstick on him, longer hair.
Yeah.
You know, he's got too much of a square jaw.
A little
face,
bit of
though.
A square jaw. Yeah. But if he was in that Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, he'd fit right in. I think
he would have been great in that because that's the whole thing is like you got Wesley Snipes and Patrick Swayze, like manly, big, muscled men. That's the funny part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want you, Drago.
Now the two fighters come to the center of the ring for the instructions from referee Lou Filippo.
You boys know the rules. Watch your low blows, kidney punches, rabbit punches.
Hey, watch. So now watch what happens. Remember, Apollo hits Drago's gloves. They don't go down. Let's see if there's something different that happens here in the director's cut.
Go to the corner. I think something different might happen. Stay there until I tell you to come out. Shake hands. Let's have a good fight.
Come on, get your hands up, man. You need an interpreter?
They're like shot way down. Is that what you mean, Ryan?
Apollo doesn't hit Drago.
That's right. That's a complete opposite.
Oh yeah,
and it mirrors the Drago and Rocky because he does the same thing to Rocky in their fight.
Good call, you guys.
So in this director's cut, it's complete opposite. Drago hits Apollo's gloves down. In the original cut, I have a theory why this was changed again. In the original cut, with Apollo hitting Drago's glove and Drago not moving, impossible. Apollo's—he's not a weakling. So the fact that any man's arms wouldn't move at all. That's ridiculous. Like to the degree, like no movement. It's like he hit a piece of stone. It's almost too not realistic. So the fact that Drago hit Apollo's gloves down, that's realistic. Mm-hmm. It also shows he's kind of a badass, right? It's just more realistic. Sly, again, made the change. Why? I don't know. I don't remember if he said so in the documentary that was on YouTube. But
the only thing about your point there is that when you're saying that if Apollo would have hit Drago, it's unrealistic that his arms would move, then by that token, Drago hitting Apollo and his arms going down doesn't seem as big of a deal because anyone's arms would move, even if you're really strong.
So I think it's just showing bad sportsmanship here. You're supposed to touch gloves. No, it's not a sign of strength. It's bad sportsmanship. It's showing because you're supposed to touch gloves. That's all it is. You touch gloves, go fight. Him knocking his gloves down there in an angry manner is a bit of an FU to Apollo.
Yeah, it's
it is. I think we are supposed to glean that he's very, very strong as well. Like, it's realistic strong, but strong.
I actually prefer the original cut. I don't like him hitting Apollo's gloves down like that. I don't think it's like...
Yeah, that's fair.
I like the surprise when he hits it like stone.
Yeah, it's very theatrical. No, it works that way. Like, it's very theatrical. It's that movie theater that we love, but... I just wonder in real life, I bet you Carl Weathers could probably knock his arms down. But you're right. For a movie in the 80s, Now, again, for viewers, anyone watching us live who just came in, we're only going to show the director's cut fight. We all know pretty well the original director's cut fight. We don't have time to go back and forth.
You will lose.
I want you laying up on his head.
All right.
The bad blood between these two can be felt all over this arena. I can't get over the size of this Russian.
We're ready for the showtime! It's showtime! It's showtime!
Come on.
And Apollo seems to be...
Showed Rocky put it in the mouthpiece. That was it. Why even bother showing that then? Like, we get it. You're wearing a mouthpiece. But it's weird that he took out all that part other than just... It's a weird thing that Sly decided to keep. I will put in the mouthpiece for my guy, but we're not going to talk like the original cut. Just why show it then? Because you're doing is showing that, of course, Paul's going to wear a mouthpiece. But anyways.
In great spirits tonight. He's really putting on a show for this capacity crowd.
Be back in a minute, all right?
Round one. Reed dancing around. Reed backpedaling now. He's been away by.
Don't wait on him. Get out first.
Come on. Neither fighter ready to throw a punch. A left jab once again by three.
Double up the jab.
A slip by three.
This is bizarre.
They didn't show the slip. they mention the slip, but they don't actually show it, whereas they show it in the original.
Him falling on the canvas?
He doesn't fall on the canvas. He just kind of trips.
So I think what we're led to believe with this cut, if you'd never seen the original, because it was off screen, we heard the commentator say a slip by Creed. I think he slipped the jab. That's what they're saying.
In
boxing, a slip has a specific meaning, though.
Is it called slip the jab? Is that not what it means?
A slip just means you lose your footing. I think it's just trying to make Apollo look better. So they could have cut out that audio too. I don't know.
Cut out the audio then too. Why remind us? Why remind us of the original cut? Unless Sly was thinking like me, which doesn't make sense. He knows boxing more than I do, but I didn't know that. I thought slip the jab was a boxing term. I didn't realize it was just a Mickeyism. All right.
The Russian hasn't fought anybody.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
That's such a weird comment too. The Russian hasn't fought anybody. What does that mean? He's the world undefeated champion. How do you become undefeated without fighting anybody?
No professional fight.
People don't take amateurs that seriously, right?
Again, I guess these things bug me. Why not just write it, he hasn't fought anyone professionally? Why say anybody? Anybody to me means, again, if I'm listening to the English language as it is, you're saying anybody. Well, he's fought people.
He's speaking like euphemistically, like, oh, Creed's over the hill and this guy hasn't fought anybody. Like, synthesizing it down.
I guess trying to maybe equaling the fight maybe to a degree. Fair enough. Okay.
Plus, but I think it shows the bias of the announcers. They're not giving him credit for what he's accomplished too, right?
No. Well, no, of course not. Well, here's the first round, Kyle. So what are your thoughts right now? Look at those. So we got a lot of shots being landed by Apollo that are legit. And I think
It's different and it's not, because it still doesn't seem to be affecting Drago in any way.
Affecting, no, but we're seeing more boxing from Apollo. That's the boxing fight from Apollo is drawn out.
I disagree.
Oh, you think there's less boxing than?
Well, I don't know. I just watched it to notice, and it's pretty much the same. I think what we see in the director's cut is in the second round. Apollo puts up a bigger fight in the second round.
Well, maybe that's what I'm thinking. I might be coagulating the two. Apologize. It seems like this first fight, even this first round, I keep saying first fight, my apologies. The first round, it does seem quieter. It doesn't seem as dangerous. It seems, that's what I got from the director's cut.
You don't hear the crowd much. Like it almost feels like you're watching it in a fishbowl or something like that. You know, it reminds me actually of when Mike Tyson and Roy Jones had that fight during the pandemic, where like there wasn't anyone really there. And it was like this quiet fight, or when you'd watch hockey or whatever during the pandemic and there would be no one.
The crowd.
It felt weird because you can't hear the crowd. And this is what it feels like watching this first round.
All right, Paul, keep moving.
That line there wasn't in the original, I don't think. All right, Paul, keep moving. That wasn't. She smokes from his cigarette in this scene. So I think this was done. Wasn't this not done when he was being pulverized more? The smoking?
I don't think so, but she smiles in the original cut. I think the smoking is in the same place. I do remember she smiles right as Apollo is being knocked out.
Don't wait on him. Get off first.
Not smiling, that's for sure. They're watching with interest.
Pretend down. Keep going, Apollo. Stick.
I feel like he's getting more shots in this round than he did in the original cut. But you're right.
Because Drago doesn't throw a punch at all until he's told to.
Yeah. He's toying with him. He's blocking. I love that face that Dolph does there. There's definitely more calls out from Rocky to Apollo.
Waiting, cocking that right hand.
Okay, there it is. Now, the captions say attack him. I always thought he shot it in Russian, but apparently the captions say
this guy doesn't speak Russian, according to my friend. So,
well, it's a different guy. The gibberish was Michael Pataki, right?
You're right. This is the actual trainer. This is the first time he's spoken. So whether it's Russian or English or whatever, he does yell kind of, you know, now do what you got to do, because he's been waiting to strike with his punching power here.
I always thought he was Russian as well, Ryan.
Yeah, the captions say attack him. Let's just go back 5 seconds to see if he says that. And then if it's actually English or if it's just Russian. I always want to say I loved Dolph's acting. I know it's acting as a boxer. I always loved the way that he acts with the toying of Apollo, the way he keeps that hand cocked, his facial expression right there, the kind of the open mouth. He's ready to just I don't know why. I've always thought Dolph did a great job in this character in general, but ready to unleash with that hand, it's stressful when you're watching. Like, mm-hmm. Oh man, when Paul feels that first punch, it's going to freaking hurt. I'm nervous for it. It's like a cocked weapon, literally, like the hammer on a gun ready to pop.
Agreed. Stressful is a good way of putting it.
Okay, so let's hear what the trainer says, if he says English or...
Attack him!
That was English, I think. Attack him.
So you go. There's the punch. Look at that face there. Oh, actually, let me just screenshot that.
Yeah, good call.
Screenshot that. That is a nice image there. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Look at
that. Okay. Okay, so here we go. That one felt... Paul felt that one. Ouch.
Ooh, a crushing right by the roof.
Body now. Face.
Get out of there!
He is hurt.
Is there more direction from the corner than the original cut?
I think so. Tony and possibly. Rocky there? Yeah.
Tie him up. I don't remember the tying up. Like,
oh, well, yeah. My memory is really poor. Okay. I apologize.
Well, that's fine. Either there is, or I just feel again like there's more. There was certainly more verbal direction from Rocky in this first round than there was in the original.
Feels
cut.
Right.
The Russians got three trapped now.
Okay, that's different. I feel like,
he didn't get knocked to the canvas like that.
Yes, that's
different. He didn't get knocked down in the first round, in the first fight.
Correct. The first round is lasting much longer in the director's cut.
That's what I mean. If that's why I feel like the physical footage we're seeing is more punches that Apollo is throwing to indicate to a degree that at least Apollo in his mind, he was throwing punches. So I felt like in the original cut, we just kind of see some punches, yes, but then this is all of a sudden destroyed. That's what I meant by the drawing out. We're seeing it's not affecting Drago, which is scary.
I guess I would argue once Drago is given the orders to attack him, mm-hmm. Apollo doesn't really, like, he's in trouble, even in the director's cut. I don't.
Yeah.
And in fact,
he's in trouble the whole time. You're right.
Yeah. In fact, this round one actually shows Apollo in a worse light because he gets knocked down.
If I'm arguing that Apollo is doing better, that's not my intent.
Oh, but I mean, generally he does. I think that's the...
I'm just saying it seems like... I guess what I'm saying in the... Drago kills him. We know in both cuts, Apollo's dead. I'm just saying with the director's cut, it doesn't paint Apollo in such a pathetic light the way the first film does. That he does seem more of a... He's out of over the hill. He's 5 years out of the ring. That's all indicated. Drago's punches destroy him, absolutely. ... I just felt like, I don't know, if he just looked like more of a boxer in this film.
He does in round two, but I'm arguing that the extended round one actually shows him in a worse light.
I actually am a little more on Ryan's side here. I you do see him land more. It's just like a more extreme round. Like Apollo lands more, but so does Drago. It seems like more of a battle than... just a pure ass whooping. But
my argument is that we get that in round two.
Okay.
I think round one we'll have to wait is for round different. Two. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you're right too, Katie. We're not there. I think you're absolutely right. I might be conflating the two again rounds, but
I want to mention Tim's comment. Tim says slip the jab and slip the punch is a boxing term. He's right. So when I said slip is a Mickeyism, that's not quite true. You can refer to slipping. It's like you slip a punch as in you don't.
That's what I thought. So I think the announcer says a slip by Apollo. A slip by Apollo.
If you say a slip, though,
I'd have to go back. Well,
you say like, so it, like Apollo slips would mean he slips a punch.
Yeah.
A slip by Apollo to me would still be he slips. Like,
yeah,
like,
sure. Yeah, you know what? I agree that I'm sure. I don't know. I don't know any boxing terms. I'm just saying they kept the audio but didn't show us anything.
Yeah, I did think that's odd. Yeah, they should have gotten rid of the audio. I agree with you.
That's all. So it's like slip by Apollo. Okay, what does that mean? He fell down? Why are they not showing that? They literally showed nothing and said what Apollo did. It was odd because that's like one of the first times in all these Rocky films that the commentators are saying something that we don't see. It's an odd thing for Sly to keep. Yeah. This is interesting. We're going to count here.
Three. Get up, man.
Four. Five. Six.
Whole new here.
He looks like really not with it.
Well, yeah. Lufilippo, here we go. Kyle, what do you think of
Lufilippo? Man, Lufilippo should be given prison time for allowing this to go forward. Like, yeah, or he should be fired. Any ref who sees this, like if you're like out of it like this, he should stop the fight, especially in an exhibition fight. Good this point. Is not a championship fight. What the hell are you doing? But this is also a movie, and it's Lufilippo. If you have a heartbeat, you could fight.
Great acting by Carl, getting up very, looking very dazed and confused. Great acting by Carl. This is all new footage. I love seeing this footage. Him get the count, Rocky yelling, get up. Paul character gets up. He looks very dazed and confused. You're right. Luby should be like, I don't know, man. Like, you do not look good right now. His face is broken. His eyes are looking. He's not even looking at Lou. Like, he is just out of it.
Yeah. Well, usually they'll ask them to put their hands up. They'll ask him if you're okay to continue. If you don't get a affirmative response, like you're with it, they'll be like, no, you're done.
Yep.
But that's a real fight. This is an exhibition fight. Like, you shouldn't be doing this in an exhibition. Any decent ref would be like, okay, no, this is over. This is not what we're supposed to be doing here. It wouldn't even be Apollo lost. It'd just be like, no, we're not continuing this fight.
If this were a real fight, and what is the fight counted as when the ref stops the fight? If it were a real fight,
oh, it would be a technical knockout if he stopped it here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what Lou does. Let's see what Lou does, professional referee Lou Fluco. Let's see what he does here.
He's like,
oh. the guy stood up. He's good. He stood up. He literally walked away once Apollo was on his feet.
Well, you're on your own.
Carl really is in fantastic shape, though. Hey, I will give him that.
Oh, yeah. He looks great. He looks fantastic.
You'll notice there's blood on his abdomen, which is like must be dripping from his
dripping,
face.
Yeah.
He's really bleeding here.
This part's interesting here. Rocky actually yells, all right, like, okay, you're on your feet, Paul. So he's kind of in the school of Lou here. He's like, all right, Paul's on his feet. He's good to go.
This is still round one, you guys?
Yes.
Wow, that's the massively hand different.
Throws over the left to the midsection. Right on left corner! Another right hand thrown by Draco.
There you go. The punching after the bell, illegal. Stop the fight, Lou. This is crazy.
Yeah.
That's the picture.
Right, Tony.
I love Toe Pissed Off Tony. If you YouTube Scared Straight Another Story from 1980, he's an inmate there. Y'all's yelling at kids. This guy knows how to yell.
The saliva coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, man. Like, it's the real deal. I love Tony. He's the best.
I do too. I really like him as well.
Now, this cut here of Sly / Rocky looking at Drago, is this in the original? I can't remember now.
I think so. I'm going to say probably.
I do find when they cut to Marianne at this point, she doesn't seem as concerned as she would be. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? She just kind of goes, oh my. She's
could
not.
Be shock. Oh. I guess it could be shock. Yeah. Shock is always the easiest thing to argue in these situations. How would this person act in this situation? Well, when you're in shock, it's hard to say how anyone would act in a true state of shock. Yeah. But the Rocky Drago stare down, I don't recall this.
Yeah, there is. Or maybe I'm thinking of the end after Apollo dies.
There's that look. There's that look.
First round by the Russian and a very bloody.
See, that's a long, three. Yeah.
The Soviet strength is incredible.
I thank you, man.
Champ, look, I gotta stop. Why'd you fight? Stop this fight. Hey, don't do this to me. I'm doing this for me.
That's new. That's a new line there. Don't do this to me. And then Paul's like, I'm doing this for me. So that's not in the
original. That makes no sense. That dialogue, to me, at least. Maybe someone can explain it to me. He says, don't do this to me. And he says, I'm doing this for me. Rocky's not thinking that Apollo's doing it for him.
I think he's saying, don't do this to me. I mean, if I don't make the call to stop this fight, you know, you're doing that to me. You're putting that on me as your lookout here in the corner.
Yeah. Like, I think he's seriously like, don't put me in that position where I'm basically responsible for you here as the head corner man. Don't put me in that position or I have to put you out there to get, at best, embarrassed and at worst, killed.
Yeah. But then Apollo says, I'm doing this for myself. Okay, fair enough.
We're going to fight. Let's just stop this fight.
Boy, I'll tell you something. That was a pulverizing round for the ex-champion.
Oh, thanks, thanks, Captain Obvious.
There was a point there when they showed Apollo with his, like, brow furloughed Maybe I'm not furrowed, saying that. Furrowed. Yes, furrowed. Furrowed. Thank you. I can't talk.
Wait, furloughed, is that what you do to a house or something? Or
a government employee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but okay. The way his brow was there very much reminded me of Adonis. So I just, to go back to, I know we talked about it in the Creed films, but it's great casting in that they actually do look like each other.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Very similar. Yeah.
We all black people look alike to you, Pete.
We were all thinking the joke, but only Kyle had the bravery.
Come on.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of white people. We look the same to them, apparently. I've heard that too, apparently.
Wait. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine. As long as I look like Drago.
I was just going to say, I almost said, I'm like, well, if I look like Adrian, fine.
Yeah, you know, if I look like Drago, not Paulie, I'll be fine with that. Yeah, that's fine.
If you're my friend, I should stop this fight.
Now, that's the line that's not the original either, is it?
No.
If you're my friend.
Oh, God, I'd be so mad at Apollo if I was Rocky right now. I'd be so upset with him. If you said that to me, like, if you tried this manipulative, if you're my friend, don't stop this. I'd be like, don't use that to manipulate me. If I stop this, it's because I care about you and your safety more than I care about your ego. Oh, I'd be
Apollo
so
here is saying, I would rather die than be embarrassed. And that's what I plan to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. But if you're a real friend, if you're a true friend, you'd be like, I'm not going on that train with you.
Yeah. No, agreed. Agreed. Yeah.
You could argue back. Well, if you were my friend, you wouldn't allow me to do this to you. So you just keep going back and forth. Louise says that after all these years, I still can't tell the three of you apart. So that's coming from our fellow Mexican over there. So I know he's not Mexican. I forget where he's from.
He's Colombian.
Colombian, yeah.
No matter what.
In the original, he says no matter what twice.
Yes. He still looks at the wife, and the wife's like, I can't believe you're doing this. I think in the original, she does a bit of a head shake. She doesn't do it here. I could be wrong. I could be misremembering. But Drago now is looking in the corner. I think that look there is not in the original cut.
Agreed.
Do you remember that duck face look there?
Oh, yeah. God,
Green now comes out for round two.
It's amazing.
I love that. That's new, right? I want to go back. That whole hand gesture that Drago does, like, here's my face. You want to hit it? Dude, that is amazing.
He's voguing.
Again, Dolph is a young actor here. It's one of his first biggest roles. He just nails this role as Ivan Drago. I think he does an amazing job. I think too much was cut out. I'm glad we have the director's cut for these parts. But look how he taunts. In a weird way, I hate to say it, the ironic way, Apollo did this to his opponents all the time. Remember we did the windmill hit on Rocky in part two?
Yeah.
This is the Russian version. This is Drago's version taunting the older fighter as Apollo did. Maybe Drago saw some film on Apollo and says, you know what, I'll do it to you now.
The Russians trying to intimidate Creed. Come on, pull it together.
So you're right, Kate. There's definitely more punches that we see from Apollo to Drago. A bit more of a fight from Apollo in this one.
In the
way
second
more.
Round,
this is a
very
different round.
Yeah, the second different. Round is different.
Mm-hmm. I'm still a Ryan side a bit on this one. I think the first round,
it was longer,
was a bit better for, sure. for. It was for sure longer, but it was a bit better for Apollo. Like Apollo still clearly lost.
Oh yeah,
the first round it was not close.
I massively disagree because he got knocked down.
From my memory of that first round. Is you have Apollo throwing some jabs. You have him throwing a couple more, like, right hands. But other than that, that's it. Like, Apollo hardly throws anything the first round, from what I remember. At least not in terms of serious punches. I see in this cut, in the first round, he's landing more. And to me, even though he gets knocked down, it's still a better showing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Although on the scorecards, he did better in the first cut than the director's cut. I'll give it that. If I'm a judge scoring that fight, I give Apollo an 8. And then in the original cut, I give him a 9. And Drago, of course, gets a 10 for both of them.
Okay.
He throws the right hand and staggers Creed under the right to the jaw. Under the right to the head. Dial up! Dial up!
Here we go. Throw the towel, throw the towel. Let's see what happens. Catch the subtlety. He picked up the towel to throw it too late. That's the subtle difference in this one. He had the towel in the original cut a lot longer. He was holding onto it. He was hesitating. It's very subtle. In this cut, he picks up the towel to throw it.
I still think he was considering it.
No.
No?
That's fine. Sorry. That's fine that you think that. I'm not going to argue. I'm going to leave that to people in the comments if they want to comment. I truly believe that's, again, why the subtle cut. Why make it different? You have to ask the question, why does Sly cut it differently?
Yeah, that's true.
So if he didn't have any reason to make it different, then why would he show it different? So he picks up the towel right away to throw it. Tony says, throw the towel. Because in the original cut, he goes, throw the towel. So he goes, throw the towel. Throw the damn towel. Like, what are you waiting for, Rocky? See what I'm saying? In this cut, Tony says, throw the towel. Rocky says, cool, I will. Picks it up. Too late. Drago's already got that lethal punch done.
Even if he threw the towel earlier, it wouldn't have made a difference. So
agreed.
Like, in the first round, Drago keeps punching him after the bell is repeatedly sounding. Like, he doesn't respect the bell. I don't think him or his corner are going to respect the towel being thrown. And Filippo isn't going to be there to stop anybody.
Well, he tries to step in and he's thrown away. So my thought is the same. Even if the towel is thrown, it's too late.
I'm not talking about the outcome. I'm just talking about the Rocky's
heart. You're right. I'll have to watch to see.
We're going
to
show a little bit. We got time. What we're going to do is we're going to show that last part because there's a huge difference between, because we don't have much here between Apollo's death and the chaos afterwards is much different than the original cut.
Also, I want to point out a few differences.
Yeah, please.
In the original, the point at which we're seeing that Apollo's knocked out and then he's like a tree coming down. In the original, they pan over to Brigitte and she smiles at that.
Yeah.
And that's removed here. Also, yeah, I don't
pretty cool.
Did I miss in the director's cut where Apollo says no, he looks over at Rocky.
That's the original. That's the original. It wasn't here. That was the original cut. It is interesting. Yeah, so this is fascinating. What's actually also interesting about the director's cut, I know it's subtle, and maybe it's just me. I know I'm always weird. I find that the original cut is more brutal. I find that the murder of Apollo or the death of Apollo, the punches and the destruction that he receives in the original cut is more of a murder in the ring, where this is more of a terrible tragedy in the ring.
Does Drago still say if he dies, he dies?
He does. That's a terrible thing to say, yes, but I feel like it doesn't seem as brutal in this. I don't know why.
Well,
the original
you're right.
cut still seems like it's hard to watch. To me, it's hard to watch the beating Apollo takes in the original cut. And the director's cut, it seems to be less of a... It still dies, but I don't know why it doesn't seem as brutal, like you're watching just a murder.
Well, this movie, again, to be more advantageous to Drago's character... A little bit.
Well, Louise is saying exactly what I'm saying, that this cut is better because if someone were to die in the ring, the director's cut displays a more realistic series of events. That's what I feel about this one. Does it seem as cartoonish or as brutal in a weird... The cartoonish way that he dies in the original cut, it makes it more brutal.
I did also want to... Louise had a good point about inquiring why Tony didn't ever just grab the towel and throw it. Could he have, Kyle?
Well, yeah. The towel gets thrown, it gets thrown.
Doesn't matter by who.
Wife could have run up to the ring and grabbed it.
If the corner throws a towel, they throw the towel. And probably the ref's not going to notice who threw it. It's just that it's okay, the towel's been thrown.
Yeah.
Especially it's an exhibition match. This fight's insane. This fight is an insane exhibition match.
Lou's nowhere to be seen. He's in the corner right now having coffee and cake. What's he?
He comes back. He's like, what did I miss? Like, what?
He does get thrown away. Like,
he gets tossed a little bit, but I know it's like a, you know, wrestling when they toss the referee and he's knocked, you know, and the referee's knocked out. You know, wrestling?
Yeah.
You guys watch wrestling? Yeah. When the referee gets knocked out and he can't stop the chaos that happens around. This is what I feel like. Lou Filippo got knocked out like in WWF wrestling. Okay.
But yeah, Drago's not stopping no matter what.
No, you're right. Again, I'm just speaking to the intention of Rocky's character.
He was going to
throw the towel, but then he drops it when he realizes, oh, it's too late. My guy's going down. The towel drops with my fighter.
Okay, I have a new scenario that I want to pitch. So the Soviets come to America and they want to fight the champion, except whoever is arranging it, their English isn't the best. And instead of arranging it with like Apollo or Rocky, Drago ends up being in a charity match with Thunderlips. Except they don't know what it is. And then total chaos ensues.
Dude, that would be
amazing.
I would love to see Drago v. Thunderlips.
And they just like the Soviets wondering, like, what the hell's going on? Why isn't he wearing gloves? Like, what's happening?
That's funny. Okay, so let's watch the ending here. It's a little bit different. It's a little less chaotic, funny enough, the director's cut than the original for the death. So there's Marianne running to the ring, which we don't see in the original. I like that addition.
Creed is down.
Go ahead.
What we do see in the original is Marianne. It's more intense in the original because Marianne, what we see is her trying to get through the sea of people, distraught, screaming his name. I want to get to my husband, but I can't. You people are, it's really heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah, good call. Yep.
Apollo is down, and he could be badly hurt.
Set him free! He will move back!
Can we get these guys out of here?
The winner, Ivan Drago.
No, but it's a good call. That is a great scene. Now we're getting some talking here from Drago. I think there's a couple lines that are added. I can't remember, but here we go.
I cannot be defeated.
Somebody get a doctor in here!
Soon, I defeat the real champion.
We let him be.
I could be wrong on this because this is the first time I've seen the captions for this. I always just heard him say, I defeat real champion. As in, he's relishing his win against Apollo, but here it says, soon I defeat real champion.
Yeah, Rock is next. Maybe I just, here.
Yeah, yes, it is. Maybe I've been mishearing it all this time.
Oh, maybe. Well, we're going to show the ending of the original. We're going to definitely compare and contrast, so we'll see if that was said.
Soon, all one will know my name. Drago. Drago.
What started
out? So that's new. What do you think of that addition, Kyle?
Okay, so you have him saying his name, and he almost seems tortured in his face right now. His emotions, again, he's not like the machine-like, but you see his handlers looking back, and they're concerned how he's making this about him.
Exactly what it is. Because remember, he says, I fight for me. So we're seeing the character here already kind of separating himself from the Russian propaganda that he's fighting for himself, not for his handlers or for his country. That's the first.
Yeah.
And his wife is pissed at it too. Like, that's his wife there.
Well, yeah. she's part of the system, right?
Yeah.
And her and this guy, whatever his name is, Comrade.
We know you've already said they're banging each other, but go ahead.
Comrade Big Mouth.
They're together all the time. Like those two are tight. Whether they're banging is yet to be decided. They are. But like, even if they're not, she knows how to play the politics.
Yeah, right? It's power. She's there for the power.
Absolutely. Yeah, like she knows how to get it done. And you kind of see that. You see that in the Creed films where she's there until he loses and then she's gone. Like, she's not loyal to a person. She's loyal to herself and to the system. Also, like, the idea too, it's a different ideology. Like, Americans in the West, especially, but in the West, is an individualistic society.
Mm-hmm.
Where a lot of societies in Asia and also the Soviet Union is supposed to be a collectivist society where you're not an individual as much and you're doing things for the group. And so him saying his name is ideologically problematic for them.
Yes.
Real good call. This is always a great line. What started as a joke has turned out to be a disaster. It's kind of like my podcast, actually. All right.
To be a disaster.
If he dies, he dies.
See, funny, they don't look at each other in the director's cut.
I think that's a bad decision. I think they should look at each other because why wouldn't they? It shows the
end. Sly takes it out for a reason. Why? Well, so
because he's more concerned. I think, again, he's trying to showcase in the director's cut that he's more concerned about Apollo. Mm-hmm. His friend, then the revenge.
The revenge. I agree. I agree. That's why Sly. What was his reasons? We don't know. But I'm agreeing with Katie's speculation that yes, I think it's to showcase the love that he has for his brother in that moment. Then really, I gotta kick this guy's ass next.
The Soviets made a huge mistake here, strategically, massive mistake. This was a disaster for them if this happened in real life. If they had an ex-champion come in, like say a Muhammad Ali type character, where their guy kills him in the ring, he's not getting another fight in America ever. Like that, no one wants to repeat that. And it shows that in this film, really. Rocky has to actually leave America in order to fight Ivan Drago because he couldn't get the fight there. For what the Soviets should have done is say, hey, look, you're fighting this old has-been guy. You need to beat him, but you can't give it your all. You have to carry this guy a while and beat him. Like, you're still going to win. We're still going to be like the best, but like you can't murder this guy in two rounds or else we're...
Okay, so now
less dramatic movie, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. So you'll see, obviously, Rocky holding the towel longer.
Never seen Apollo take so much punishment.
He's already holding it. There you go. Throw the damn towel. That's the second command. Paul goes down.
Rush Brigitte.
Yeah, and that the big no from Tony is cut out. From the director's cut.
I love that.
Yeah, there's the smile. You're right about the smile. Yeah, there's the total no. And then the smile from Ludmilla. All cut out of the director's cut. And then, of course, the chaos that ensues. The biggest change, actually, in this, as you know, is there's more chaos around the Rocky character and Apollo. You got the Kyle's favorite line. I think Kyle was here for the Going the Distance episode. I think you're there, Kyle, for that recording on this part where you were getting a kick out of the one guy. Do you remember the guy? I think it was you.
The man alive.
Yeah, that was you.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh.
It's the man alive. I don't I would love to have been there when Sly takes that part. I was like, oh my gosh, that's annoying. Can we take out that guy?
I love
that guy. Apollo was down and he could be badly hurt. The winner, Apollo!
I cannot be defeated.
Is he okay?
Somebody get a doctor in here!
There is no movement by Creed.
Did they light all
the... I defeat all man. Now, I think he meant to say defeat old man. I think that's what I always got from it. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm not even trying to be funny. I defeat old man. Thus, he's saying I have somebody else to defeat, i.e. the champion.
Oh.
I don't think so. I could beat anybody.
Anybody. Everyone.
I've beaten everybody.
Okay, relax. Guys, relax. I'm just telling you, we're talking about misheard dialogue. I'm trying to tell you this is what I misheard.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. For
like
sure.
It sounds like I defeat old man, but because it's not proper English, it should be I will defeat old man or man or I defeat old man is broken man. English. So yeah. I always thought you said I defeat old man, thus I'll defeat a better man.
Yeah, next. But that's legit.
Is this Russian guy on Drago's right or us looking at him on the right side of the screen? Do you think that's like Sly's long lost cousin acting probably. In that? We haven't seen that guy before. Yeah, it wasn't coming through.
There might be some lag. I apologize. Mm-hmm. So the part that they just showed there, of course, was a couple of the things I did like from the original cut that I wish they kept in was the chaos part where it was said it's complete pandemonium. There's no movement by Creed. That was taken out of the director's cut. I kind of like that sense of foreboding and dialogue from the announcers.
I agree with you.
I defeat real champion.
So there you go.
Did he say soon I defeat real champion? Or he says I defeat real champion?
I don't know if soon was in there or not.
Can we go back? Because this is bothering me. I need to know this.
Okay, sure.
I didn't hear the soon. I don't know.
I heard it both times.
He said something beforehand.
I heard soon I defeat real champion. I heard it and read it. I think the captions are correct with that sentence. Soon, again, let me know if I'm a crazy commenter.
I just can't hear it, but if you guys hear it, I'll believe you.
I hear the soon, though. I actually hear the word soon.
Audience people, if you're listening,
let us know.
Do you hear the soon in there?
I want to get to the part where it's a man alive.
The man alive.
What started out as a joke has turned out to be a disaster.
Creed appears to be in very serious condition.
The man alive
There you go. And this scene here, this shot right here, is not in the director's cut because we have a big shot of the boss.
Boss, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So Tim's like, that's choppy. I apologize. It might be my internet. It might be my internet. I don't know. He goes, what kind of second rate podcast is this? I told you this is a disaster, but started as a joke. It's become a disaster, my podcast. Okay. And we're almost there. Now we're going to see the death stares between the two characters. Now, this part here is Tim says he heard the word soon as well. Is Apollo dead right here or is he dying? That's the question. Does he die in the ring or in the hospital? What's your guys' thoughts? We're never told. What do you guys think? I'm just curious. Is he dead in the ring? Okay.
I'm going to assume he dies in the ring. There's no way you can know. But
what do you think, Ryan?
It doesn't matter what I think. You guys are going to argue it no matter what. So,
Well, were you going to say he's not dead?
You can feel the bad blood all over this podcast.
I think he's dead. I think the death twitches were his die. Honestly, as gruesome as this sounds, I think Rocky's holding a corpse. I think his spirit has left his body.
That's what's crazy. I think he could even be dead at the point where we show him coming down like timber.
Maybe that could have been the death spasms. Yeah, mm-hmm. The body spasms.
He dies.
That looks corpse there. But, it's hard to tell. We're never told. Here's a look.
I can't see shit.
Okay, so now it's the funeral. I apologize if the video started. But yeah, the classic look there between Rocky and Drago at the end there that we don't see in the director's cut, and we cut to the funeral. And the funeral is different. So again, this is crazy. We're going to have to compare the two because there's added dialogue in the funeral. It's a completely different scene than the original cut. So it wasn't my intent to do that for this season, but there's just too much gold in a good or bad way. There's too much good stuff that happens in the director's cut. It's worth talking about. So we will when it's applicable.
Do you think he'll put out a director's cut for Rocky V and then we can do the same thing?
No, he won't. Now, we do know it's been announced there's Rocky V and Rocky Balboa, the sixth Rocky film, are both being released. It's been announced in 4K. And the Rocky Balboa has been announced that it will be the director's cut.
Interesting.
Yes. So as we know, there's deleted scenes in the sixth Rocky film. Those will maybe be added into the film because they're calling it a director's cut. So I'm wondering if those scenes will be inserted in. The 5 cut, it sounds like it's just a restoration, but nothing altered.
Oh, did you know that in the Rocky Balboa, one of the cut scenes is the spirit of Tony Gazzo comes to visit Rocky to give him advice?
What?
I'm just messing with you. There's no such
thing. Oh my God. So gullible. What is my problem? That would have been great.
Like, Rocky, it's time for you to do the figuring now, okay? It's time. You're old enough.
You know, Gazzo's up there banging Adrian now. All right. You ready for the answers?
Yeah. Let's do this.
What was the first question I gave you?
What's the brand of the sweater?
What type of shirt or whatever?
Yeah.
I have a white Boss sweatshirt.
Yeah. But I'll accept Boss. He actually put Hugo Boss, but I'll take Boss. We all said Boss.
I did put Hugo Boss, but I will not request bonus points.
Okay. Fair enough.
If he puts Hugo Boss and I put Boss and I lose a point for that, I'm going to freak out.
No. Okay. So now the next one. Now I'm going to. Okay, I'm going to tell you my answer so you believe me because I feel like I'm wrong. I put STHPAW.
I feel pretty confident that it's SOTHPAW.
That is what it is.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
I always think of sloth bar when I see that, which I think is funny.
I guess my brain went to
I don't get it.
Oh, sorry. I guess my brain went to what it should have been. Because putting the O there doesn't make sense.
The O should be removed. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. What's the next question? Sorry, I only have the answers. What's the next question?
The banner. Was it Happy Birthday, Polly, or not?
True. Yes.
Where is it? Uncle on it.
Which one is it? Do you guys think?
I put true.
I put false. I think it says uncle in it. That's what I think. I don't know, though.
You're right, Kyle.
Ah!
So the answer is false?
Yes, right. I got it wrong, too. I said true. I forgot what about the Uncle Polly. It says Happy Birthday, Uncle Polly.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. I actually knew that it had its name, but I forgot about the uncle. So that's fair. What was the next question?
Who comes out of the plane first?
I think it's Duke, but it could be Paul. It's either one of them. and I would put Duke, but I don't know. I think you might be right. I think it might
be Paulie. I put Rocky.
No, I put Paulie, and I am right. Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Dude, I thought it was either Rocky or Duke, but oh, wow. No,
Paulie comes out and says, this place doesn't look so bad or scary or whatever okay. it is when he comes
Dang.
Out.
Dang.
Okay, and yeah, this is the most we've had the most wrong between us, but I think I'm so I okay, what's the last one question?
How many Dragos does he see?
Oh, okay, yeah. Three, so, of course.
Hit the one in the middle.
Okay, so I got 3 out of 5.
So did I.
I got 4.
Oh wow, Kyle nice makes job, some progress Kyle? On Katie. This is a race between Katie. I'm so far out of the lead here. I'll never Actually, catch up. No, there's just no way.
Ryan and
today would have been a good day. Today would have been a good day to catch up.
Ryan, I think you're ahead of Katie for Rocky IV.
There you go.
Okay, so Ryan has 17 for Rocky IV. Katie has 16.
I should have got the softball. I have 18. Ball. Oh, you're in the lead for Rocky IV. Okay, interesting.
Yes.
How now, is that? Okay. I don't remember getting all that many wrong.
Okay, so Katie, you're 4, 4, 5, and 3.
Okay.
Rocky is 5, 4, 5, and 3.
Rocky.
Ryan, you mean?
For Ryan, sorry. And I'll Kyle's 5, 4, 5, 4.
So see, you guys, I'm losing.
Okay, this now, movie maybe, but you are overall, I think, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the score so far since we've started, Ryan and Kyle both have 136, and Katie has 141.
Ooh, that's such
a... It's tight, so you it's guys.
No, point. It's not. That's not...
We're going to Rocky Balboa in this series? Is that how far we have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, it's not looking good, but it is possible.
Because everyone's so tight. You like today would have been a good day for example, for me to get 5 out of 5, or you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, but all right. Well, this was a fun episode as always. I always appreciate your guys' candor with me, and it makes for fun discussions. It's good. I do appreciate it. I knew we could only watch the one fight. We're already an hour and a half. There's just no way we could compare the two, but I think it worked out pretty good. Next episode will be the funeral sequence. I just want to say thanks. There's a couple of you who did increase your Patreon pledges. Cool. Yes. So I want to say yes to those who did that. Thank you so much. But nobody new joined, but a couple of the patrons I've had for so long, bless their hearts. They actually increased their pledges. Again, this is not a free podcast for me. It is for you guys. But if you join the Patreon for as low as $1 a month, you do get the early releases to these things. But at the very least, what you're getting is supporting me financially, because it costs. Yeah, I mean, I'll just keep saying how much it costs. It costs $600 a year for me to use the software. So,
but that's only the presentation StreamYard. Software. You have the other software that you have to pay for too.
Yeah, well, I don't want to guilt people too much, but anyways, there's.
Well, I am.
and also check out Katie on her RetroMade podcast as well. It's a fantastic podcast. I never miss an episode. Katie does a great job there. She is a consummate professional. You know, like the student has now become the teacher.
Oh,
you know?
Stop. So,
I'm serious. You do a great job.
Thank you.
I feel like I undersell you on this show. Does that sound weird? Because you do so good on your show. I'm like, man, when she comes here, I don't know. Anyways, I hope you guys feel like you get enough of a voice.
Oh, are you saying that I don't bring it for this show?
No, you bring it, but I feel like, because I'm so used to listening to you on your show as you, that when you come here, it's like, it's a supporting role for each other. But anyways, what I'm saying is you're doing a great job on your show.
Thank you.
I'll keep up being a retard to make both you guys look
good. Oh, no.
I love that.
You're the smart one.
You are the smart one.
Asperger's smart type of thing. You know what I mean? I don't know.
not Asperger's. You have autism or whatever. The spectrum. Okay, Kyle, with that, this episode is over.
I didn't hear no bell. I just want to say one thing.